This week's Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider gets you ready for one of the highlights of the entire season, Military Appreciation Day. Kansas City stays in the AFC North and begins a three-game homestand as they entertain the Cincinnati Bengals. But it's also Kansas City's version of Salute to Service. One thing the Chiefs have done for a long time is they've been a leader in the entire National Football League in encouraging those who currently serve, pay tribute to those who have served, and give motivation to those who want to serve. And we'll get you ready with one of our best shows of the year. We'll catch up with our exclusive weekly sit-down in Romeo Crennel's office. He'll also tell about his background in growing up in a military family. Plus, we'll talk with a player that bleeds red and gold, Eric Berry, as we sit down with a third-year safety and talk about the ups and downs of the year, but also a defense that has switched hands and is changing. And we'll travel with the Chiefs as they headed to another local military installation, this time the famous Whiteman Air Force Base, to put some smiles on some folks' faces and connect with the great men and women who serve so selflessly for all of us. It's all coming at you right now with this Military Appreciation Edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. One player that I get excited about when I see his future on and off the field is Chiefs safety Eric Berry. His rookie year, he became the first rookie Pro Bowl starter for the Chiefs since the late Derek Thomas. He's starting to pick up his mojo again. An interception against San Diego carried over to a confident game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, what about the rest of the year and Eric's third year as he recovers from a serious ACL injury? We go under the helmet with the Chiefs number 29.
This is Eric Berry. And this is Under the Helmet.
Rivers wants to throw it under pressure. Fires in the back of the end zone. It's picked off. It is picked off by Eric Berry.
When the defense turns into offense, you just go back to what you know. You know, you go back to that backyard football when you was in high school, little league. A lot of guys on defense played offense when they were younger, so... You know, we have that offensive mentality, but we just happen to be on the defensive side of the ball.
Biggest thing I try to talk to the guys about is just being positive. You know, coming in and day out, working, always trying to get better. And I think that showed Monday night, you know, with the fellas. We were in the game for four quarters against a very good team, and we played pretty doggone hard. So, you know, we're just going to keep working. Even though things haven't been going our way, we're trying to make them go our way throughout the future. So that's all we can do. But the season hasn't been what we wanted it to be. But like I said, we're still positive. We're still moving forward. And, you know, when we make plays, we're excited. We know how hard we work to get to that point, and we're just excited for each other. We can lean on each other through tough times, so we're going to lean on each other through the good times as well. So if something good happens, we're definitely going to celebrate. But the only thing we have to do is control it to where we don't get a penalty or anything like that.
Tomba, man. Tomba is a machine. I sit and watch him at practice sometimes, or I sit and watch him doing a workout, and I see him just working on his little stuff. Like during special teams, he'll sit there for 10, 15 minutes and sit there just going through his hand motions. Him and he got the rest of the D linemen over there doing it, and the rest of the linebackers doing it too. He's just going like 10 minutes straight. He's like orchestrating it, letting everybody know what they got next. To see him do it there, and then when he goes on the field, and I see where the sacks are generated from. We want to get better every day. We realize the only way that we can get there is just to come together as a team. But we want to take care of the little stuff now, get all the little problems out the way, and just keep coming together as a team and get better every day, you know, and just stick to the basics. Play good, fundamentally sound football. Chiefs football, get around, fly around.
Just seeing the flyovers is something amazing, especially just something like the national anthem. That's a big part of getting my mind right before the game, because that just reminds me that, you know, it's people out here putting their lives on the line just so we can do the things that we love and run around and have fun out there on the field. So it's just that quick reminder, you know, why not go hard? Why not give everything that I have on this football field? Don't let it go in vain. So that's my little quick reminder.
You know, they're just so passionate about the team and how we do. You know, everywhere you go around here, if somebody recognizes you, they're just so happy, so supportive. And when you go to the stadium, it's just so loud. Everybody's so excited. They're so hard on the other teams. The fans are just great. They just make everything about the city and team better.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Much more is coming at you right here on this Military Appreciation Edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. We'll talk with head coach Romeo Crennel about the physical play of the Chiefs against the Steelers. Can they do it against the Bengals? And his military background. Plus, it's off to Whiteman Air Force Base with the rookies as they school some youngsters about Play 60.
I really love this sports lab. It's really fun.
I burned a lot of energy in a fun way.
Have you heard of the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC? It's an interactive environment where kids can learn the essentials of healthy living while having fun. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is the perfect location for field trips and groups of 20 or more. With each visit, your group will receive a behind-the-scenes tour of Arrowhead Stadium. Schedule your visit to the Sports Lab today. Go to goarrowhead.com and click on tours.
Welcome back to the show. A huge thank you again to all of you who currently serve or who have served our country. We can't thank you enough for the sacrifices that you've made to defend our freedom. Speaking of defense, Kansas City's playing better defense. They did a good job against the Steelers, making some changes. And of course, Gary Gibbs is now the defensive coordinator. This is a defense that's starting to pick up some confidence. What does that mean against the Bengals and for the next 7 weeks? Our Rachel Sanchez takes a look.
Changes were abound in the past few weeks here in Kansas City. Significant changes. Corner Stanford Rout was waived. Defensive mainstay Glenn Dorsey was placed on IR. Charismatic and outspoken lineman Sean Smith was re-signed. And Romeo Crennel, best known for his talents as a defensive mind, relinquished that role and handed it to linebackers coach Gary Gibbs. And last Monday, those changes seemed to spark a competitive Monday night battle. The Chiefs entered last week's primetime matchup as one of the league's biggest mysteries, a team that was packed full of talent, promise, potential, but has underdelivered in all but one game in the 2012 campaign. As perplexed as its faithful fan base, the team too could not shake the feeling that each and every game that passed was another missed opportunity and another bundle of questions that would need to be answered. Determined to shrug off their challenging start to the season, they entered Pittsburgh with the mindset that on any given Sunday, things could change. And things almost did change in front of a national audience in one of the league's toughest and most hostile venues. The Chiefs jumped out to an early lead and held strong. The game was a back-and-forth battle, a good old-fashioned melee, and at times, the defense played foolish, and others, brutish. Gary Gibbs' defensive scheme held the Steelers squad that had eclipsed the century mark in rushing for the past 3 weeks, holding them to a mere 95 yards on the ground on a hefty 29 attempts. The defense played with pride. Gibbs' pass defense, which bent only a few times during the night, also did their fair share of work, locking down on the opposition's quarterbacks and containing them to a stingy 50% completion ratio. It's all for naught, some might say. The team comes home with yet another loss and more questions. But playing the Steelers that fearlessly at Heinz Field may be a nod to the play calling, as well as a nod to a defense that at times this season has shown flashes of its blue-collar roots. The defeat in Pittsburgh, although another check in the loss column, was evidence that this team is not done competing just yet. With a three-game homestand and a mindset that won't allow them to lay down, the Chiefs have yet another opportunity. They have the opportunity to build on the shifts and changes, whether it's in personnel or philosophy, that may have sparked a new attitude in a team that's looking for answers from week to week.
Every week, a chance to go to the coach's office with head coach Romeo Crennel. And this week, the Cincinnati Bengals on a short week of preparation. But I want to ask you about the Monday night game. You were physical with a physical team on both sides of the ball. Now, what can that do for you for this week and the weeks beyond?
Well, Mitch, I definitely hope that we can carry that through because I think that's where we need to be. That's how we need to play. And when you can go do it in a tough place to play against a tough team, that gives you some encouragement that going down the road, you can get some things done. So we're going to try to build on it and continue to play that way.
And yet trying to finish things off. I mean, you were right there in a chance to win that game. Now what do you do to finish and polish it off?
Well, like you say, we have to polish it off, and we have to be able to do the things you need to do to put points on the board and also keep points off the board. The defense, I thought, did a nice job of holding them to field goals and not giving up touchdowns or big plays. That Pittsburgh team had been a team offensively that have been getting big plays against most everybody they play against. We're encouraged by that, and we're going to try to build on it. But like you say, we got to polish some things off and be able to score points when we get in position.
Okay, you speak of big plays. Staying in the AFC North, you know it well. You were head coach in the division. But now you play a Cincinnati team that might be as explosive as any team the Chiefs have played since Atlanta. This is a team that thrives on big plays. What do you do particularly with their guys like Green on the outside or Gresham, the tight end, that can get big-time yards per catch?
Well, one of the things that we've faced teams that have speed on the outside, and we face teams with good receiving tight ends. So we'll have a good plan against those guys. But I think the important thing to remember about Cincinnati is they are similar to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Marvin Lewis wants a physical team. So I think that he'll try to make it a physical game. So we have to be ready to play the physical game that you talked about.
It is Military Appreciation Week, and the Chiefs may be the best in the NFL at the salute to service. They've done it for a while here. I want to ask you about your military background. You grew up in a military family. How did that shape you?
Well, with my dad, you know, he ran it like he would run a platoon, and everybody had chores and assignments that they had to do. He would inspect it. So you got to the point that you did it right, you know, the first time around, and so that you wouldn't have to redo it. And so being able to handle those duties, that obligation, I think that kind of molded me through the years.
But your dad would spend time away. I want to ask you, the military family, when your dad had to be away, and the sacrifice of the families of those who serve.
Well, definitely. That is a stress on the family because the breadwinner is not there. And you know that he's going to be away for a year or more, and you have to go on. And so the mom, she takes a major role, and then she has to depend on the oldest sibling to try to help her out. And in my case, I was the oldest, and so I had the duty of trying to police the young brothers and sisters. But, you know, the family unit, they're able to survive and get along and do what they have to do while dad is away.
Don't go away, because after the break, it's off to a local military base with the rookies as the Chiefs pay a visit to the kids of White.
Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Nation Tour. Starring Kenny Chesney. And Eric Church. Eli Youngband. And introducing Casey Musgraves, Saturday, June 15th at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 7th at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster ticket outlets. Kenny Chesney and friends in concert.
Welcome back to this special Military Appreciation Edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. One thing that I appreciate about the Kansas City Chiefs and the entire organization is the way that it respects our area military installations. But not only those who serve, but also the families of those who serve. It was right here in the Founders Club that I met the Brownlee family 2 years ago. That family was dealing with a difficult situation. Little 2-year-old Mackenzie Brownlee was diagnosed with leukemia. The family was doing everything they could for her, but it was inoperable. So they decided to just do the best with quality of life with the days that Mackenzie had remaining. They brought her here to the new Arrowhead Stadium, and we just had some time together. It was a life-changing experience for me. Now, the rookies also had a life-changing experience as the Chiefs rookies headed to Whiteman Air Force Base and took a little Play 60 flavor to the kids at Whiteman.
Chiefs players. what this day is about. 60 minutes outside, so get away from those video games and get outside.
Get the ball, you're going to run through, and you're going to show us your best touchdown dance. He's going to show you right here.
There you go. Let me see the touchdown dance.
First of all, starting with the kids, it was a lot of energy. It's always fun, you know, going playing with energized kids, seeing smiles on their faces.
Jump rope station, man. We had a whole bunch of stations. I mean, I know Junior got tired from the push-ups that we were doing in there, too. It was a great experience with the kids, man. Just coming out here and showing them love.
Kids trying to tackle me, but it was all good. Once you be around kids with energy, you know, they're excited to see you. You know, you put smiles on their faces.
Today we've got the Kansas City Chiefs out here that are visiting Whiteman, showing them off the great stealth capability that we have with the V2 bomber. And we've got some of our airmen that are out there that are showing them all the different aspects.
That's kind of what we do up here. We work with the captain. You know, if you know your assignment, you don't even think, you just react, right?
Right.
If we see something, we know something triggers, you don't have to say, okay, what should I do?
The easiest way to think about it is, like, you always have to be, like, 3 steps ahead. Because once you know, like, you're just reacting, it's almost like you're behind.
To see how they operate, to see how important, you know, every scenario is, how the little things count so much. It's really a blessing.
The airmen get to see, you know, our community partners and see the Chiefs out here, and also lets the Chiefs see what we do here and what the important mission is that we have. And we are the only V2 stealth bomber base, so it's a unique opportunity for a unique aircraft. Some of the great aspects of things that we have is our TFI, which is Total Force Integration. And that's the fact that we have the guard out here that are here serving with us. It's not just the active duty. And then also on Whiteman, we have the Navy is here. We have a small group of those folks. And then also the Army is actually on Whiteman, and they fly the Apaches.
I never really got to be this close to anything or like this. I mean, I've been an Army brat probably about 20 years, and I've never been so close to V2s and even going into the tower. So, I mean, it was an amazing visit, man.
From the outside looking in, you don't really understand the full value of, you know, what these people do in the military. So for us to come out here and just actually see firsthand what they do, how important it is to this country, how important it is to the world, they save lives every day, it means a lot.
Trust me, we hear you. Just keep yelling. You know, no matter what the score is, keep yelling. We hear you. Just that loud, that roar, it amps us up. You through the TV, we hear you too. You see it. When the offense can't get the cadence and they can't snap the ball, I mean, it just amps us up to make an interception or make a big hit on the field. Together, it's powerful. I mean, we're changing the game.
You want it, we provide it. Our award-winning 65 TPT crew brings you something each and every day on KCChiefs.com. The Red and Gold Show with Shauna Hill keeps you up to date with the Chiefs in the community. Our Chiefs Live Show gives you everything you need, nuts and bolts about the past game, the week of practice, and going into the next game. Plus, the Chiefs Kingdom travels the globe to show you the passion of the best fans in the National Football League. And you can find it all each and every day on KCChiefs.com. It's my favorite game of the year. The Military Appreciation Game is this week. The Chiefs host the Cincinnati Bengals. Our award-winning 65 TPT producers wanted to show their respects to those who currently serve and to those who have served. Let's take a look. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.